Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all and welcome back.
But I just wanna tell the whole world how good God is. I said, if I thought I could stand out there in the middle of 75th and Shaylin with my hands up and I have this voice, I could tell the whole world how good God is and how he went to the cross and died that we may have a right, everybody have a right to serve him. We don't, I tell you the truth, if I just could open my mouth wide enough and come from Minneapolis all over the whole world, I can tell the world how good God is. God is just so good. I tell you, God is good. I know that.
Thank you, Lord.
If I can get everybody to see and feel what I feel, oh, hallelujah, it will be a marvelous thing. Oh, I just thank him so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Yes,
hallelujah.
But I can tell the world about this. I can tell the nation that I've been blessed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because he brought joy to my soul.
Yes.
And I can tell everybody, God is just, all I can say, I just wish I could tell the whole world.
Jesus.
But one day I will.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson.
Thank you.
That was said with the anointing. Feel the presence of God.
Yes. And Dr. Johnson. Yes, sir. I when Mother was talking, I just felt so strongly. Because there are a lot of other people, Dr. Johnson, who also would love to tell it and tell it all around the world. And, you know, there are many of us who may not can catch a plane and fly around the world to tell it or to stand at the street corner or whatever, but we could yet go simply by sowing our seeds. You'd be surprised what a seed planted would do and how far to take our voice and through our representative and even with what you're doing, you know, for that voice to be heard all around the world in every corner just simply by sowing our seeds. And I thank God for that.
Thank you so much for saying, amen. And, you know, you may have opened that door for us to talk about.
Amen.
The convention, so see, I'll open the line to that if you want to talk about that. Anybody?
Amen. God bless you. This is Dr. Pfeiffer again, and that just, Mother Johnson from Indiana, you just ushered in the anointing, and it's something that we most of the time overlook. And I was just listening and looking at how we have a deadline even for the finances for the convention and this month. And I just feel that this would be an appropriate time just to see how many can be a blessing. And there was a pledge that went out that is so badly needed at this time. And we all made pledges, but I was just trying to find out, even on the line this morning, how many on here could be a financial blessing to the convention this year so that we can go in debt-free. Amen. We're trying to do this debt-free because we don't want the overhead from this year going on into next year. And if we could just sow a seed today for on the pledges, amen, I know God will honor that. I already have my pledge written out. My husband accidentally got a money order for $100 for something we didn't even need. And I, when I found out we didn't need it, then the Lord just said, you know where this is supposed to go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you can't send 100, I'll send 50 for you, but send 50. At least if we could get 30 people to send in $50 today, that would cover the cost and will help in a tremendous way to take care of the overhead for the convention. If 30 people today could follow me with $50 or even 29 with 50, because I'm sending in 100. Mother Johnson has already led off at 96 years young. Praise God. She's already sent in over 100. And we're just thanking God. So if anyone else want to piggyback on that and just fall in line and just be a blessing to the prayer line, because this line is anointed. Mother Johnson just broke me down just saying what she said. If she could get in the middle of Shetland Street and there in Annapolis and just shout and tell the world about this God that we are talking about, that we are praying to every single morning. My God, if she could just tell them, if they could hear her voice, amen, the difference it would make, and the difference it would make just being a financial blessing. So God bless you. I will be sending this $100 in to be a blessing to the prayer line and for that convention so that God can move and people can be healed and delivered. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, anybody else want to speak on that? The line's open to you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and to all of the saints of the Most High God that is on the line this morning. I am so speechless for words, I tell you. The anointing really fell on the line this morning, and the yokes are being broken, and I'm just really here of just embracing the anointing of God that ushered in on the line this morning from Mother Johnson of Indiana. Even to hear Ambassador Hagen expand the way that she did, she's usually quiet, but the Spirit moved on her today, and Dr. Pfeiffer. And I just want to say our wisdom seminar this morning and yesterday is about being about my Father's business. And I just feel like this is, right here, is about our Father's business, right here on the First Fruit Prayer Line. Your word is your bond, and to keep your commitment, that is about our Father's business. And so I just want to just piggyback off of Dr. Pfeiffer that it is necessary that we be about our Father's business. What we're doing here with Dr. Johnson and the First Fruit Prayer Convention, Billion Praise Convention, it is about our Father's business. What better seminar and subject to speak about when we're in the midst of a great convention that is coming forth, and it has to be about our Father's business. I definitely agree about we're not in the four walls, but I also want to reiterate that the Word of God say that charity begins at home and then spreads abroad. When you go outside the walls, inside the walls should already be taken care of, and the people should know that were they the same way on the inside as they on the outside, because you will line up with the Word of God that charity begins at home. And I definitely cannot go about doing something else, and I haven't kept my word and my bond to who I'm obligated to the First Fruit Prayer Line Convention, for our obligation that we have to meet this budget. And we don't want to talk about money, but the Word of God say that the money is covers everything. Amen. I'm just paraphrasing it. It says it covers everything. And God don't need money, but we need money to operate the things of God, for it to be an excellent spirit when you come there. Anybody like a place where they come and they don't have to hear about money, money, money. We could just flow in the spirit and bless. So I'm just agreeing this morning that we can do this. Dr. Pfeiffer said if you do $50, but if you got $100, do $100. Some can do even more than that. So don't let this be a burden on the ministry, a burden on Dr. Johnson, and act like you don't care. It's our conference, our convention, and our labor of love. So I will be at Walmart today, and I'll be sending it. I still don't know who to send it to, so Dr. Johnson, let us know who we send it to. But I want to send my, I pledged $100. And knowing God the way that I know God and how he moves upon me, it'll probably be more than 100, but I am obligated to what I said. And now I've sent $100, but it was not for that. But I want to sow my seed because that is about my Father's business. And I'm one like this. I can't take care of the outside until I take care of the inside. God bless you. I'm sure Sister Gina is on the other side, and she could give you instructions to where to send the $100 or the $50. God loves a cheerful giver, and we're not going to be angry, and God is not going to be angry if you send whatever you have. Praise the Lord, whatever you have, because little means much when you put it in the Father's hand. God bless you all. I'm so encouraged.
Thank you.
Thank God for this wisdom seminar, and for I need the first fruit prayer line to keep me going. And charity does begin at home and spread abroad. God bless you all.
And God bless all of you all. And I thank God for everyone that has said something. And I just want to jump in here and say perhaps there are some of you all that are unable to attend this year's conference. We want to make it so you will be able to hear it via blog radio, via GMAP, via live streams. These things take money. You may not have the money to buy a ticket, but what you do have, you can send it to Overland Park, Kansas, to Dr. Bernard Johnson. This will go towards us getting the word out of you still being a part of sending up a billion praises, over a billion praises, saints, to the Lord. We all have been blessed through this prayer line. We all, in one way or another, whether we say anything or not, this has been a blessing to us. Had you not been blessed, you wouldn't be getting up in the mornings to be a part of this. So we're not asking you to fund the entire convention, but we're asking for your help. And as with everything, there are deadlines on this. We have to get this done this week. Yes, we do take up an offering for our leader on Fridays, but we're coming to you. We're all coming to you this morning because it's urgent. We do not want to leave anything hanging over the heads of First Fruit from the 2014 convention. And we're asking you, if you have something to send, please send it. You can go to Walmart and send it Walmart to Walmart. Their rates are even cheaper than MoneyGram. And you want to send it to Dr. Bernard Johnson. If you're using Walmart, you don't even have to give a state, but the state happens to be Kansas. If you're sending it via MoneyGram, again, send it to Dr. Bernard Johnson. They're going to give you a reference number. Usually they circle it in both cases. Once you get that reference number, pick up your phone, dial 913-406-4845. And as you're dialing this number to give your reference number, just keep telling God thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And expect your miracle because it's on the way. There's no way you can be a part of helping to send up a billion praises to God and you not receive a blessing. Saints, those of you that can, I'm asking you to get here. Those of you that cannot, I'm asking you to still get here via social media or however we can get it out to you so that you too can be a part of this Billion Praise Convention. God bless you.
God bless you. All of you who spoke well said, thank you so very much. I perceive that the enemy is doing everything he can in the finances to keep God from getting a billion praises. He's a jealous fiend. He doesn't want God's people to support anything. He'll try to put in your minds to find fault with anything that God's trying to do. But especially in the financial area, he doesn't want you to stretch out and help God do anything. Because he knows that God's going to bless you if you help him do, if you be about your father's business. That's what I want to say. He knows that God's going to bless you. So he'll get in your finances and tell you, you got to do this, you got to do that. He'll have you do everything except what the Lord laid on your heart to do. He'll try to take it from your thoughts, from your mind, because he knows there's a tremendous blessing in it. What is his business? His business is to keep you from being bountifully blessed, because he knows the more that you're blessed, the more that you'll worship God, and the more that you'll be about your father's business. And so he's trying to keep you from doing what God told you to do, then wants you to do it. You've got to step out of the box and do it to get the blessing. See, blessings come because you exercise your faith in the Lord. It moves God to bless you. And you move by faith, God will awesomely bless you and move mountains for you. So I'm trying to tell you whatever the enemy. See, you can tell when the devil's speaking. If God is moving and God has something that can be blessed, the enemy will cause you to try to go against it. But you got to move out and send your offering blessing, because that's going to help finance what God is trying to do. You know, I spent enough time with you. God bless you. Hope you will. None of this goes to me personally. Just like the last convention, 2012, I'm the expediter, you might say, the one who takes and make sure things are paid. Well, they left it on me in 2012, about $70,000, maybe close to $60,000. But I have been the one to expedite it and get it paid. So if you'll help us, we will get, this convention will be debt-free before we go in there. What a blessing. What a blessing. God bless you. We love you, and we thank you for everything that you're going to send. And may the Lord bless you real good. What we do today, I want to get at least one person who has a burning testimony of something that the Lord did for you. Do I have one person who has a testimony? Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Dr. Bernard. This is 816 area code, Charlotte Gray. I have a praise report from yesterday. As you all know, I am not working, and Sprint has set up with these classes to go to, and I was in the boardroom yesterday. I was the only African-American young lady there with a lot of CEOs and managers and finance people that make $100,000-plus and all of this. We're all unemployed, and we were in a seminar from 1:30 to 4, learning how to be motivated, or however the terminology was, but it was very depressing. I thought, I was sitting there just thanking God because I had to listen to the people around the table say how much money that they make and how, you know, they can't go on and they can't figure out. And I was asking God, Lord, When it's my turn to speak, let me speak through you. Make sure the Holy Ghost, I want to make sure that you use me, you know, to speak correctly and to speak in a terminology in a way that these people understand that it is not about how much money that they make, and there is life after being laid off, or life after, you know, that you are a source. And I just thank God how he moved in that boardroom yesterday. I mean, this wisdom seminar, then I wake up and get this wisdom seminar this morning on being about our Father's business. And I just thank God on how he just gives us an opportunity to minister outside of the four walls. So I thank God for First Fruit. Lady Betty, I will be coming to see you Friday. I just thank God for First Fruit. I just thank God he's right on time. I just thank God for every opportunity that he has given us to minister to people that are hurting out here. Because money, it does take money to operate, but people depend on it and thrive off of it and kill themselves for it. And I just thank God for favor and how he allows us to live and to understand that we need him to gain the whole world but to lose your soul. Thank you, Jesus. That's my
God bless you, Donna. Thank you so much for that praise report. God bless you. In a few moments that we have, let me take these prayer requests this morning. We have a time for three prayer requests. Anybody have a pressing prayer request? Let it be known right now when we pray. God bless you. The line is open to you if you have a prayer request. Amen. Maybe the Lord has done it already. He does that many times for our thanks.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. Y'all continue to pray for me. Pray for my family. Pray for my church family. Pray for all church hands open in Jesus' name. Just pray for me.
All right.
Anybody
else?
Yes, Evangelist Gloria Ellington here. I haven't been feeling the best. I've been broken out in some kind of a, I don't know, the doctor said might be stress or something all over my body. So I also pray for my healing, Gloria Ellington. And I have a friend over our ministerial, over our baptismal committee at our church who is no longer able to walk. So her name is Betty Haynes. So if you can pray for her.
All right. We certainly want to pray for the healing. Anyone else?
For Peterson, pray for healing. I'm going through some things right now. So I just pray for my healing.
All right, healing for you, Sister Peterson. All right. Anyone else?
Dr. Johnson, may we place the people, the First Fruit family, those listeners out there in Blogland and GMAP, may we place them on the prayer list that they will listen to and receive the real voice of God when it comes to financial support for this conference. Just pray for the people with the conference.
Yes, we will. And thank you so much, Sister Gina. Bless you. Anyone else? We'll take one more.
Yes. I would like to place Bishop Ron Andrews on the prayer list this morning. He is in cardiac intensive care, so keep him on the prayer list. And also, my pledge will be on the table this morning.
All right, beautiful. No, I may have. Thank you, Lady Betty, for that. Right on. Amen. The Lord did say, open the line up. Others who wanted to say that you'll be sending them a pledge. Jumping in and saying real quickly, if you heard that voice from the Lord, I know he did say that. But if you don't obey him, jumping in and make it known. Because the enemy doesn't want you to say it. He wants to hold it back. But the Lord told you to jump in and say what you were sending. Do it.
I don't know if you heard me, Dr. Fenner, but I'm going to come and see Lady Betty Friday. This is Charlotte.
Thank you so much. All right, somebody else.
Evangelist Ellington, I'll be sending my pledge in today.
God bless you. Somebody else.
Sister G. will be dropping hers off by your house today.
So who will?
Sister Gina.
All right, God bless you. Someone else. All right.
Bless you, this is Mother Ritt. I'll be sitting in.
The staff here. And even for those on the blog, GMAP, touch them, Lord. And I pray that you move on them to send gifts that we can be able to bless the convention and get you a big increase. The devil doesn't want you to have them. He'll even move to the saints to try and say, you don't need to give them no big increases. Just give them one. Well, if it came to them and folks were trying to give them $1 billion, somebody says, you don't need to get no $1 billion. All you need is $1. I think they would say it differently. God, we're trying to get you $1 billion. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Yes. Thank you for it. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, bless, 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 bless. Look on Mother Johnson. Touch her and heal her back. Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you, because healing virtue went into her yesterday. And we appreciate it, Lord. Every person having any problem on the prayer line, touch and heal in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, you never told me that I had to scream and holler at you. You never told me that I had to ask you several times. You just said ask. And it shall be given. And so we're asking you today, Lord, touch, my God, and heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal. We believe it's so in the name of Jesus. Power of God availing everywhere. And we give you glory and praise. Let something wonderful happen to the people today. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. More blessings be upon you. We'll hear you back on the prayer line tomorrow morning. Holy Ghost told me to give me address. Listen, if you want to send a gift, you have to send it priority. Priority would cost you a couple dollars. Send it priority to Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. All right, I'll say it again. I'm waiting on you. Get your pen. Get your pen. Dr. Bernard Johnson, all right, P.O. Box, here it is, P.O. Box 26593, 26593, Overland Park, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, P-A-R-K, Overland Park, Kansas, and the zip code is 66225. 66225. Did you get it? P.O. Box 26593. Overland Park, Kansas. Zip code 66225. 66225. God bless you. God go. You have a wonderful day. Lord bless you. Well, don't forget the U prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Dr. Pfeiffer. Amen. She'll be our hostess tonight on the youth prayer line. Meet us tonight at 7 o'clock. The Lord bless you and keep you. Don't forget 7 o'clock tonight on the youth prayer line. I announced the blog, too. I'm doing the blog tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. God's been blessing and touching and healing on the blog. Amen. You want to call that? The Lord bless you and keep you. Let me see. What is that blog number? 646, I believe, 2035. Yeah. Somebody help me out with that if I'm wrong on that blog line. Is that the number? I invite you to give it up. But the blog line tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. If you haven't, give it up. All right. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. I'm
Thank you.